Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Catherine Caputa is here. Catherine is the president of Self Brand. She's the author of Women Who Brand, the author of Breakthrough Branding, the author of You Are a Brand. You're starting to see the picture here, right? And she's our good friend, Catherine. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. We love having you on the show. So, Catherine, I was in New York earlier this year, I guess it was, and I attended a speech, a little presentation by someone that I wanted to hear, and he held that in WeWork, a WeWork office downtown, and I'd never been in a WeWork environment before.
Right.
It looked like a beehive. It looked like the kind of place young people would really be drawn to. It did not look like the kind of place a guy like me would be drawn to. It was buzzing.
Right.
There were a lot of people there, and it was kind of unorganized and open and everything. And I wondered if all the people walking around were paying money to be there or if they were just visiting. It looked like a weird – it just seemed strange to me. And that – but you got a story on that whole – scenario. That's
well,
a startup.
Yeah, you know,
it's got a lot of funding.
Interesting.
You got a lot of funding.
Yeah.
But now they're falling on hard times, aren't they?
Yeah. Now, look, I went to one too, and I had kind of the same thing. It was really kind of 20-something, maybe 30-something people using it. But it really seemed like, you know, really hip and fun. But hey, is any work getting done?
Is that a business model, right?
I was wondering.
I kept looking for the business model, right?
Right. Well, you know, it solves a problem because if you're a starting entrepreneur, where do you work? A lot of people don't have enough room in their home or they've got a partner or a small group of people. So this solved a problem of easily getting a lease on a space to start a business quickly so you can move quickly. So I think it really fit a need and it certainly reached rock star status. And then it just imploded, you know, in the last couple of weeks.
Do you think it was because they had a good model? But they tried to reach a little bit beyond their grasp,
I think it is a good model because there's a real need. You know, when you're starting a business, it's easy to start it in your extra bedroom if you have an extra bedroom. But it's hard expanding beyond that if you don't have a lot of money and during that early period.
Executive suites have been around for decades. Where you could go in,
right,
you could rent one little space,
and that's
a little bit different. This is more incremental, but so the idea wasn't brand new, but the way he did it was kind of new. But he did a lot of these. I mean, how many were there in New York alone? They were all over the place.
Well, in New York, New York alone, there was like under 10, but you know they were substantial, you know, buildings that they had, you know, so they had quite a bit of space.
Why did this thing fall on hard times?
I think they had a great story. I think there's a CEO problem. I think, you know, the brand idea and the name was good. WeWork was good. And I think they had an interesting story, but I think it imploded because it just didn't, there wasn't really a business model that was sustainable underneath it. The Wall Street Journal did an interesting story a couple weeks ago before it crashed about the fact that for every $1.50 they spent on office space, they got revenues of a dollar.
Yeah.
Well, hey.
You can't sustain that.
Investors sort of thought, hello, what's wrong with this?
So as the branding expert, would you say the brand was good but the model wasn't good? Is that what you would say?
That's what I would say, yes.
Okay.
And I think it was really also, you know, it got rock star status.
Right.
And then there was the crazy CEO. It was that kind of sense of the cult of the CEO
doing
no wrong.
Which is a good example of how a lot of CEOs have the vision and the moxie and the energy to start something, but they may not have the vision to run it. That's something we've talked about a lot on the show here before. Founders can't always be managers. That's one thing we can learn. What about Juul? This new vaping thing is that's a whole bunch of different complications, isn't it?
Well, it's a whole different complications. Again, you know, they weren't the, you know, WeWork was, you know, wasn't the first, but they did it in an interesting way, making it hip. You know, if you're doing executive suites, everybody knows you're renting the space.
Right.
This was a hipper, atmosphere. I think that the whole thing with Juul, they weren't the first either, but they made it sweeter and interesting flavors, very appealing to
teenagers.
This is
vaping, folks. If you don't know, this is
vaping.
Tools for
Juul.
for coming off of cigarettes. And so,
right.
As you say, are they the only ones that added the flavors?
Well, they're the only ones that had as many flavors as they had. Then people started copying them. But one of the problems, you know, an advantage they had, there was the perception that it was safer than smoking cigarettes.
Right.
And according to one study. And it became very popular with teens. And then, of course, they had this whole thing with this vaping crisis with, you know, I think it's about 10 people are dead now from vaping.
Yeah.
And 700 people are sick with
sick,
a very severe lung disease. So, again, it was, you know, an interesting idea.
So
but
the
again,
brand, the brand seemed okay, but the underlying technology and the premise. I mean, when you start selling things to people where they ingest it, that's a whole
right.
other world, isn't it? I mean, that's you.
Right.
I mean, that ain't like that's not like renting somebody a cubicle. You know, it's,
right. Right.
That's a whole different thing. So that's
well, they're going to have lawsuits, you know, like crazy.
Yeah.
So and you know, it has a high level of nicotine and. They don't even know what the chemical is that's causing this severe lung disease. So they're checking
right.
into all that. It didn't
so
have
Juul,
FDA approval.
Juul probably, I mean, I don't know how they can last if they've got this kind of health challenges and lawsuits ahead of them. Can you think WeWork will make it?
You know, I don't know because the thing is, it's very easy to duplicate. You know, you were mentioning China.
No barrier
and Hong Kong.
To entry.
One of the things that. Yeah, one of the things that WeWork did was overexpand too quickly, you know,
right.
and they're in China as well, and they're not making any money there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that was a big problem.
WeWork,
I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't even know what to do about Juul, but WeWork is an example, in my opinion, of an idea and a passion getting out beyond the reach of a business model, because one thing you have to tell these startups, and I do it all the time, and over the last decades in my business, is it has to pay for itself,
right.
or you can't. I was talking to somebody this week
right.
about their business model, and they didn't realize that when you do a business plan, you start with the numbers. You don't start with a narrative. You start with the numbers.
Right.
Hold
right,
on to that
right.
thought.
That
we're going to come back with Catherine
story.
Computer. We're going to talk about Uber after the break. Catherine Computer,
right.
Catherine with a C, Computer with a K. She's our branding expert. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.